Quisiera.
I'd like to preface my remarks by tribute to the hard work undertaken by the President and all he's done to try and bridge the clear divide that existed previously between the aspirations and expectations of the delegations participating in this conference. So our thanks go to the President and his entire team for the submission of this revised document that we've been going through with a fine-tooth comb and will continue to do so. For the time being, just like other delegations, we're currently engaged in consultations on this document with Capital, but we can make some general preliminary remarks at this juncture. First and foremost, we are of the view that the document continues not to contain the majority of proposals made by NAM. And echoing other delegations who spoke before us, we would have welcomed a more balanced inclusion of proposals made by the NAM and to have seen them more widely included here, particularly a reference to the fact that the only way of ensuring the sustainable future of the BWC is through a legally binding protocol that contains verification measures. The fact that there's no reference to that is of concern to us. We would also like to have seen in this document a recognition of the need, and this is an existing need, to establish mechanisms to identify and eradicate all obstacles and challenges which currently lie in the path of international assistance cooperation mechanisms and prevent them functioning fully, including unilateral coercive measures. And here I reiterate a point that we've made repeatedly in the past. These UCMs are a clear violation of Article 10 of our convention, so they need to be addressed head on. We're very much are concerned by the imbalance between the sections on international cooperation and review of scientific and technological developments, subsections A and B. Here we echo a point made by the distinguished delegation of Cuba, and particularly the point that they made about the approach under B to set up what seems to be a rather sophisticated and complicated mechanism with various dependent subunits and temporary working groups as well. It's not clear to my delegation in particular how these working groups would report, how they would work, what they would do in the intercessional period. It's all a bit vague to us. So our preference here, and here again we agree with the Cuban delegation, would be to have a single structure, a scientific advisory group. That would be more sensible. We think it would also be more effective and efficient in terms of resource use to boil things down to that single, more streamlined structure under B. President, and Vice President, we note that you wished us to contain our remarks to subsections A and B, but I feel myself obliged to diverge briefly to touch upon the intercessional program. It's difficult to address the points in A and B without referring thereto, because the items in A and B need to be duly reflected in the intercessional program. On this issue of strengthening of the convention, therefore, and the intercessional program and how this can be achieved, here we agree with delegations who've taken the floor before us that the task of strengthening the convention is a laborious task and a task that has many different elements and different threads. It's not just a work that should be in the hands of experts. So we would also suggest that we pick different nomenclature when giving a title to this group. It should be an open-ended group rather than a group of experts, because you need more than the expertise. We welcome the efforts that have been made to include in this section similar language to potential legally binding measures in paragraph 24. That's a welcome first step, but we are of the view that this mandate needs to be further beefed up in the next version of this document, and we could have stronger language on that point. And we look forward to receiving the next version of the document and having a discussion there. And thank you.